Savitri, Book 1, Canto 1, The Symbol Dawn, page 9. A solitary mind, a worldwide heart. To the lone immortal's unshared work she rose. At first, life grieved not in her burdened breast. On the lap of Earth's original somnolence, inert, released into forgetfulness, prone it reposed, unconscious on mind's verge, obtuse and tranquil like the stone and star. In a deep cleft of silence twixt two realms, she lay remote from grief, unsawn by care, nothing recalling of the sorrow here. Then a slow, faint remembrance, shadow-like, moved, and sighing, she laid her hand upon her bosom and recognized the close and lingering ache, deep, quiet, old, made natural to its place, but knew not why it was there, nor whence it came. The power that kindles mind was still withdrawn. Heavy, unwilling were life's servitors, like workers with no wages of delight. Sullen, the torch of sense refused to burn. The unassisted brain found not its past. Only a vague earth nature held the frame. But now she stirred. Her life shared the cosmic load. At the summons of her body's voiceless call, her strong, far-winging spirit traveled back. Back to the yoke of ignorance and fate, back to the labor and stress of mortal days, lighting a pathway through strange symbol dreams, across the ebbing of the seas of sleep. Her house of nature felt an unseen sway. Illumined swiftly were life's darkened rooms, and memory's casements opened on the hours, and the tired feet of thought approached her doors. All came back to her, earth and love and doom. The ancient disputants encircled her, like giant figures wrestling in the night. The godheads from the dim inconscient born, awoke to struggle and the pang divine, and in the shadow of her flaming heart, at the somber center of the dire debate, a guardian of the unconsoled abyss, inheriting the long agony of the globe, a stone still figure of high and godlike pain, stared into space with fixed, regardless eyes that saw grief's timeless depths, but not life's goal. Afflicted by his harsh divinity, bound to his throne, he waited unappeased the daily oblation of her unwept tears. All the fierce question of man's hours relived, the sacrifice of suffering and desire earth offers to the immortal ecstasy began again beneath the eternal hand. Awake, she endured the moment's serried march and looked on this green, smiling, dangerous world, and heard the ignorant cry of living things, amid the trivial sounds, the unchanging scene, her soul arose, confronting time and fate. Immobile in herself, she gathered force. This was the day when Satyavan must die.